Thursday, sure, pay, hey.
אמר לרבינה לרוב. היינו רגל, היינו בהמה. כיצד הרגל מועדס, הבהמה מועדס. So why the Tanya writes down two cases, Rashi. אמר לי, קטונה אובס וקטונה תולדס. The regal is that, והבהמה הולכס כדרכו משברס, אז התולדה. אלא מעטו סייפה דקטוני השן מועדס הבאים ומועדס מיובס ומטולדס and the סייפה both of them are considered obvious because השן מועדס לאכול השן מועדס לאכול והבאים המועדס לאכול both are considered obvious so in the סייפה you can't answer in the second Mishnah טוני אובס וטוני טולדס הביקום האדלי בביחוסה אמר לאנוש אני חודם ועד שאני חודם I answered one, you also could answer one ותאים ימי, what is the answer in the סייפה? אמר רבה שאיתוני שן דחייה וקטוני שן דבאים סל כדאי תחמינה ושילח אס בעירו כסיף ואין מאין חייה לא יקום אשמלון דחייה בכלל בעין This is בעצם סוגיה סגמורת that the חידוש of the next Mishnah is כיצד השן מועדס לאכול לסרוי לו This is שן דחייה הבוהמה מועדס לאכול זה שן דבהמה And the חידוש is I would think only שן דבהמה is חייב But שן דחייה is not חייב כמש מלון that even שן דחייה is חייב So I would think only Shen de Behema is Chayev. Kamash Malon, even Shen de Chayev is Chayev. Still the Gemara says, Akashi, Yoche, Habi Boilin and Bitne Bereisha, so first write Behema, and then write the Regel, not Fakel. Or I'd ask him in Midrash HaVivele. So Mikol Mokim, the Chidush of the Sefer is, that Yichayev and Shen de Chayev, and Yichayev and Shen de Behema. Why? Because Chayo Bichlal Behemo. So if we learn good, and I want to learn this Shtikol HaGemore Bepshat good. The Gemara says that the Chidush of the Mishnah is that Shen is not only Shen de Behemo Chayev, even Shen de Chayo is Chayev. And from where I know it, so Loshon HaGemore is the Chayo Bichlal Behemo. Rashi brings down the Droshe from Chulim. It says, Zois ha-behemo asher toicheilu. And then it says, Ayol tzvi ve-yachmur. The Torah starts, Zois ha-behemo asher toicheilu. And then it says, you know what behemo you eat? Tzvi ayol ve-yachmur. But behemo is a behemo. Tzvi ayol ve-yachmur is animals. And it says, Zeh ha-behemo asher toicheilu, Tzvi ayol ve-yachmur. So we see that the Torah calls Tzvi ayol ve-yachmur a behemo. So chayo bichlal behemo. So when the Torah talks about Behemah, the Torah includes Chayo Bichlal Behemah. So here also we know that Chayo Bichlal Behemah. Thesis is Choylek. Dibur Amasvil Komashman on the Chayo Bichlal Behemah. Loi Mehidrosh the Behemah Amikasher Kor Amaroche the Chayo Bichlal Behemah. The Oche Afilu Oif Nami Bichlal Behemah. Kedektoni Atarnegoyles Muedes. And in that pasuk it says Zoisa Behemah Asher Techeilu Tzviay Veyachmu. אלי אפינן בהימה בהימה בשבס, נאמרים בזה פרקה פורו, זה בעירו בהימה הכל איכות. ומתרגמינן בהימה בעירו. סבילים לה שור שור משבס. הגמור says later, אנחנו נדלת, it says למען ינוח שור חו וחבר חו וכל בהם תכו. Why it says שור חו? דיבר הקוסו בהויבה, וזלב דווקא שור. So we have a מחלקס רשי וטייסבס בפשט הגמור, what is the drosha? Rashi says the drosha that we know that Chaya Bichlal Behima is from Vezaisa Behima Shadrichailu Tzvi Ail Veyachmu, Shechaya Bichlal Behima. And Taisa says, no, Shor Shor Mishabes, and all the animals are included. And Taisa is telling Yehore and Rashi, because Lefi Rashi, from where you know chickens, from where you know oifas. This is the Kasha and Rashi. Now, we mentioned yesterday, before we say Teire, that the Shita already speaks out why Rashi did not learn like Taisus. Why Taisus did not learn like Rashi, we know. Because the Droshev, Tzvi v'ayil v'yachmur, is only Merabe Shechayo Bichlal Behema. But it's not Merabe Oifris. Taisus says, Shol Shol Mishabes, all the Oifris are Bichlal. It says, Shol Mishabes, Eli Eloshol, Dibra Kosu Ba'ayve. Why Rashi did not learn like Taisus? Zog the Shita. Because in Shabbos it says Leman Yonuach Shorcho, and we learn that every shor is not only shor; all of the animals are included. All of the animals are included. Bichlal shor. Aber Bayosa doesn't say shor; it says Veshilach es Beiroi. So you can learn it out. So Taisa tries to take out in the Beiru Beime Hakol Echodu. But ba'etzem, the Pasuk of Shabbos says Shor, doesn't say the word Be'iro. So now the Pasuk of Shabbos says Shor, doesn't say Be'iro. So b'meile, Rashi did not want to learn like Taisus. Also, Loshon HaGemore, Chayo Bichlal Be'imo. The Gemore doesn't use the Loshon Echot Shor ve'Echot Chol Be'imo. And we said, Achnun Dalet also, the Mishnah brings down the list of all of the things. The Mishnah says in Achnun Dalet, it says Shorin Shabbos, Shorin Kilaim, Shorin Chsimo. The Nalan Mudbeis. Echot Shor ve'echot Kol Be'im, Ele Nefil HaSabor, Le'afrosh HaSar Sinai, Tashlum HaKeifel. The Nalan Mudbeis. Ashor HaSaveide, Prike, Chsimo, Kilaim, Shabbos, V'chein Chaye ve'oif. And in that list, it doesn't say Mazik. The Torah says, we're not learning it out from Shabbos. So Rashi is Cholek on Taisus. This was Tak Domas Asukia. Rashi learns out as a droshev chayev bichlal behemo, and Taisus learns out that we learn from Shabbos. Lefi Rashi we have shver from where we know oifas, and lefi Taisus we learn from Shabbos shor shor mishabbos that all the animals are included. This was the first ore that we have to answer Shitas Rashi. We mentioned yesterday, and I want to make it mesudo. The answer on Rashi is that, what is the kasha? Why? From where we know oifas. Then the Rishonim stole the kasha. Lefi Rashi, only chaya bichlal behima. This is Taisus kasha. Loi meidrosh el behima mikasha. Doch afilu oifas bichlal. The answer on Rashi is, Rashi learns that you could learn oifas mitzad tolde. Tolde sayem kayoitzavayim. So versteht in the Mishnah that chickens are chaya? It's midin tolde. I don't even have fusa. So why that be'etzem the kash is on the Gemara? How I would have a salkedai toch? Behema ein chay eloi, and I need a mishnah to mechadish chay. I can't figure out that it's a tolda. Why I need a droshe to merabe? Why the mishnah the sefer writes to salkedai toch dafka behema chay eloi? Kamash malon even chay. Why I need a pasuk to the rabbi chaya? Told them. Bisalevi says, Abdi Sakinu Masoi, we also learn it out, right? One of them holds, Mishay Roy Lomadnu. Well, this is not an oif, not a chicken. This is a tolda. Abdi Sakinu Masoi, Shinichu Meshgaga, it's a tolda. So we know tolda's on a drosha. So the answer in Rashi is, we know that's a tolda. This is Bishita Mekubetzis. Aye, so what? The Mishnah is Mechadish. The Mishnah Mechadish that it's a av. The mind of Chimina Mesechish. The Chiddush of the Mishnah that the Chayev is a av. But the fact that it's Chayev, that we know Mismorah. So maybe we don't have tastes as Kasha. So we'll have a Machlekes. Lefi Rashi, the limit of the Sugya is not Salkadaitach only Behema is Chayev, Chayev is Potu. The Salkadaitach is that only Behema is a av and Chayev is not a av. Kamash Malon that both are considered, Kamash Malon that both are considered a av. This is the Kamash Malon. Aber Oifus, Avada it's a Tolda. This is the way the Shita Mekubetzes wants to learn. We said, if we learn like the Shita Mekubetzes, we have two more revochim in the sugi. We'll go to the first thesis in Yudzayin Amud Beis. Sal kedaitoch v'shilach be'iroksiv behema ein chay aloi. The Mishnah is mechadish that not only anshen the behema yichayim, even anshen the chayim. Frank thesis, how we had it. So again, we're talking on the Mishnah that is showing up in Yudzayin Amud Beis. That not only Yechayev and Shen the Behem, but Yechayev even and Shen the Chayev. This is the reason the Mishnah is a double. Keitzer Hashem Moedes Lechol, Aroilo, Keitzer Behem Moedes Lechol. Why it has to say such a long Mishnah? To tell me that not only Behem is Chayev, even Chayev. For Ektesis, I can learn it out from the first Mishnah. Ava Gav Dekvar Hashmein and Bereshe. Da Afilu Tardegoyli Moedim. I can learn it from the first Mishnah. So what the Tana prefers to write it twice. So he's mechadish it in the first Mishnah, and he's mechadish it in the second Mishnah. And the first Mishnah is mechadish the Tana Goyli Machayev, Slav Dafka Behemet. The second Mishnah is mechadish that not only Behemet is Chayev, even Chayev is Chayev. So Tesis really is asking a question. How you could tell me that if the Tana would only write Behima, I would not know Chaya, I could have learned it out from the first Mishnah. He says, you're right, you could have learned it out. But the Tana wants to teach us twice. If you're Rashi, the Kasha is not a Kasha. I've understood in the first Mishnah, Yechayev and Tana Goyli, but it could be outstolde. You're right, when you see the first Mishnah, it says that Tana Goyli Machayev. But Tana Goyli could be Chayev outstolde. Tana Goyli not to be Chayev outstolde. The second Mishnah is Mechanish, that it's Av. The second Mishnah is Mechanish, that is a Shem the Chaya is Av, and Shem the Behema is Av. That already is a grace of Chiddush. That I can't learn from the first Mishnah. So we have an answer on Thesis' discussion. We also have an answer on the next line of Thesis. What is Tesis Kasha in this life? The first Mishnah, the Fidel Maskolas and Gemara, is Ketzer Regel is the Av. Abuheim Muedes Lishmo Bederech Hilucho is a Tolda. She walks, it's a Tolda. And the Sefer is only Av. Ketzer Hashem Muedes Lechoil, Ketzer Abuheim Muedes Lechoil. Why the second Mishnah doesn't get told us? Why the second Mishnah doesn't have a told? Ktsaskosh. Before she explained, what is the stuff? Pshat like this. Normal is not a kasha. The first Tana writes some things, the second Tana writes different things. But Tesis started, he said a kasha. The Gemara says that the Chiddush is that not only on Behemah Yechayev, also on Chayev. For Tesis, I could learn it from the first Mishnah from Tana Goyim. So this is on Regel. The Tana wants to write everything in Regel, and he wants to write everything in Shen. The Tana likes to write everything in Regel and everything in Shen. So I told this. He writes in Regel, he writes Regel and told this. And in Shen, he didn't write told this. So it's one Tesis. As that Tesis would say, I never had a kasha. Told us I write in the first Mishnah. Second Mishnah, I write different Chiddush. But in the first Mishnah, you're written already Tanigoyim. So I know that Behim has Lav Dafka. So why the second Tana repeats it? So the Tana says the Tana likes to write both. If he likes to write both, so why he doesn't write with both Todas? But Lefi Rashi, it's also not Shvel. The Tana doesn't like to write both. And the Reisha, he written Tanigoyim, but he didn't say that it's a Av. And the Sefer, he was Mechadish, and it's a Av. So if we want the Mesakim, Shita Sateisvis, that the Salkedaituch was the Tarnegoilim Apotur, that Chaya is Potur. And the Chiddush of the Mishnah is that it's Chaya. We have to know why. Ah, it's a Kasha, it's a Tolda, we didn't answer yet. But if it tastes without the Chiddush of the Tane, I would not know that Chaya is Chaya. I would not know that Tarnegoilim is Chaya. So Tasis starts the Sugya, so I could learn it from the first Mishnah, Shnei Tarnegoilim. So this, you write the grid for the first Mishnah. The Tana wants to repeat it in the second Mishnah. The Tana likes to repeat. So why told us he doesn't repeat in both Mishnayas? Kasha. Then he says, Lefi Rashi, the Pasuk is the wrong Pasuk. I can know Chaya, but I can't know chickens. The answer on Rashi and all these Kashas, I know everything that it's a Tolda. And Tana Goyim is Taka a Tolda. And then from the first Mishnah, I don't know that Chaya is Av. And the Chiddush of the second Mishnah is that Chaya is Av. This is one mahalach that the Shita be'etzem is cholik on Tesfis. One mahalach that the Shita is cholik on Tesfis. B'das Rashi. It's very nice. Chutza, we didn't explain. Mine of Kimina if it's a Av or if it's a Tolda. What is the difference? But the plan and the pshat of the Sugya is a glatte plan. Like we were saying in the Mamikamas. That in Rashi is muchach nishtazim. One dibur amaschil in Rashi, it sounds like a gewaldic pshat. But you wish it in Rashi nicht. You'll find the Rashi? Who stayed in Rashi not like that? It sounds very gewaldic pshat in Rashi. Where is Mashman Rashi nicht? Where is Mashman Rashi? No, one word. Rashi de Bohamasil, Komashmal on Masnissin. Komashmal on Masnissin. The Ashein de Chaya, Nami Mechayev. Komashmal on Masnissin. The Ashein de Chaya, Nami Mechayev. The Chiddush of the Mishnah is that you also Chayev and Shein de Chaya. I think if you read good Rashi, as Mashma. That without the Mishnah, what would be the Aloch and Shem Dechayev? It'd be Patu. I had told her, Rashi learns and Misvore, I would not say that it's a Tolda. So in Rashi, we cannot say this Pshat. So we back that Rashi is learning like Taismas. That without the Pasuk, we would think that only Behema is Chayev and Chayev is Patu. Right? As he's been doing in Rashi. Komashmal al masnisin, the Hashem de Chaya Chayev. So without the Mishnah, I would think that not only Shein de Behemah is Chayev, but Shein de Chaya is Patu. I would think the Shein de Chaya is Patu. I would think only Shein de Behemah is Chayev. Shein de Chaya is Patu. So we have the Kasha. Why is not a Tolda? Second kasha is Tesis. So there's no drosha. The drosha is only on Chayav. Tanigoyim, we don't have a drosha. And we could learn it. So this is the kasha. So again, we wanted to learn that Rashi would learn a misvara. I could know everything that is a Tolda. And the whole sugi if it's a Av. And to answer all the kashas of Tesis. I'm a voskin and told that Rashi is telling us. Now without the Chiddush HaTorah that you Chayav and Chayav, I would think that you potur and chayo. If without the commercial, I would think that I'm potur and chayo. So we have a kasha. Now we have a kasha. Saying Rashi, saying Tesis. It's not a tolda. It's not a tolda. Salevi says, "Abba Zekinu Maso is a tolda." You put Abba Masir Bereshus Rabim. Rab Omar Mishayru Lamadnu, right? Shmuel Omar Mibayru Lamadnu. Rab Omar Mishayru Lamadnu. You take a stone, you leave it in the street, and someone falls on it, it's a shor. It's not a chai, not an animal, not a chicken. It's a tolten. So why this is not a tolten? And Tesis is kasha. And from where Taka we learn chickens, the pasuk was only merabe, tzvi ayel v'yachmu. And the answer, the kasha we have also on Tesis. Tesis is mefush that without the pasuk I would be potu. Aber lechure, chigor amitot. So the shita is merabe zateretz, b'das Rashi. That I would think that Val the Teire spoke out Loshen Shor or Loshen Mave, the Teire meant to be Memayet. I would think that it's a mute. It's a mute. I would think that it's a mute. It's Memayet. Dafka Shor, Dafka Beheime. Komash Malon Chayo Bichlal Beheime. And after I know that it's not a mute, who are the chickens, who are the Abdi Sakino Masoi, Tesis learned, no. Tesis learned, I need a limud for all of the animals. But Rashi will learn, if it would be only Shor, I would think it's only Shor. So I need a limud. Someone laughed. So the vial, I'm putting these two ways in one way, we call it. The Haigu. The Gemara says, if I would have only Behema, I would only know Behema, I would not know Chaya. So first we thought, Tesis is Malach, I would think that you potu, and I need a Pasuk. And we thought in Rashi that no, I would know that you Chaya, I would not know that it's Av. And we switched that in Rashi is Mashma, and also without the Pasuk, I would not know that you Chaya, I would think that you potu. These are the first two ways how to learn the Gemara. The Shita Mekubetz is come. And he says, Lulei Rashi v'teisvus. Again, Rashi v'teisvus is no way to learn different. I would say a different pshat in the sugya, and I will answer all of the kashas of the sugya. Shita says it in two lines. But I will answer all of the kashas of the sugya. Was never a salkedai to yipotu on chicken. Never a salkadaito that you put on Avnei Sakino Masi. It's a tolda. What Tesis asks in the first Tesis, I could learn it from the first Mishnah, it says Tanagolim. Oh, you think I had Tzad Tanagolim Apotu? You think I had a Tzad? First Tesis is Nishkin Kasha. Tesis learned that without the Pasuk, I would think that you potu. So he asked a good Kasha. It says in the first Mishnah Tanagolim, I don't need a second Mishnah. Zog the Shita and Misvore, I would never think that you potu. Never think that you put this one. So what the Gemara means, Salke Daito Chamine Beheime Ein Chayeloi, I would think that the tour of Shen Veregel Birshusorabim was only for Shor. For Chayo and Tarnegoilim, Hashem never gave a tour Birshusorabim. Komash Malon the Mishneh that Hashem gave a tour. Because Chayo Bichlal Behemo. The first mission didn't speak about Pturim. So again, Misvore, I know that you Chayo. The Chidush of the second Mishnah is that the Ptur of Shen V'Regel B'Shusarabim is not only B'Shen V'Regel. The Ptur is even not only B'Shen Shel Behemo, even B'Shen Shel Chayo. So the chiddush of the second Mishnah is not that I'm chayev on chayo, not that I'm chayev on a chicken. The chiyuv is, the chiddush is that b'shusorabim I'm potu. I would think that all the pturim b'shusorabim was only said. So the Briskerov, famous Briskerov, small Briskerov on this moment, the last shtickle. ובאמת שכל דבורים מבוררים בשיטה מקובצת ריש פרק קיצד הרגל עד הודקו אמרתו נשן דחיו ובתי ססיקשו הרי כבר השמינן בריש אפילו תרנגוילים תירס בשיטה דדיברי הגמור הוכה קומשנו דחי בכלל בהימה אין רוצו לא ימר לעניין חיובה רק לעניין הדין של דרגל פטורים ברשות הרבים. ועל זה הוא אמר, סל כדאי תוך בשילח עזם בעיר אוקסיב, בביר מזדה אחר, בהימה אין, חי אלוהי וחייבס גם ברשות הרבים, כמה שמלון. וכבר תומו בבייס הלוי, אז זה מסגרון, וואל פי זה מסגרון, מהכת איסה, תהי חי החמורה מבהימו? Look how it goes. Lefi teisis, I would think only baby chaya is potu. Chicken is a potu. Feel a shit enough. For sure it's chaya. I would think it's so chaya, even b'rshus orabi. So it's mama shalai kfakert in gans. Without the chidush, I would think that the chaya is chaya b'rshus orabi. The chicken is chaya b'rshus orabi. Ve'kvar toma b'beis alevi. Me'echa teisa tehi chomo. ועל הכל עצמו להדיל לחיובה רק מחיובה זה בהימה. הרי the whole mocker is from בהימה. איך תהיה חייב אסייס מבהימה? אז זה יפרק דה בסלב. זוג דה בריסקרוב יסוי, and this is his יסוי דה בבקאמה, that we know today, after we know told this, so we know בעצם that every person that is מזיק is חייב. The halacha is only a pturi. The side of show everything is chayev, but the hilchiseyim is pturi. The hilchiseyim is pturi. The halacha states in Torah, shen veregel a potur b'shusorabim. Bor is potur al hakelim. Esh is potur al hatomu. I would think that only the shor the Teire gave the ptur, but the things that are not exactly like shor, the Teire never gave a ptur b'shus harabim. The Teire never gave the ptur b'shus harabim. The mele komash malon chaya bichlal be'imo, that the ptur is also b'shus harabim. But it's book fakir. It's book fakir. So the Welt, you could say it and hear it. But Reb Nochem wanted that we'll understand it more. And he says he could add. The Biskarov meant it, he says, but al derech. Who knows why Shen Veregel is Ptur B'Shus Oravim? Why Shen Veregel is Ptur B'Shus Oravim? So we could say Gzeiras HaKosu, and we saw at the beginning of Zman, the Rosh says that the reason Shen V'Regel is Ptur B'Shus Harabim, because a person can't watch this Shen V'Regel B'Shus Harabim. Yoichas Beznovo V'Yelech? Yoichas Beznovo V'Yelech? Hashem said, he said in the old days, the show was like the car. He has to go from one place to the other place. But what he will do? Yechaz beznova v'yelech. B'meile, this is the reason the Teire Pater Shen b'shus harabim. I would think, and I'll listen below this. So, be'etzem, Shen v'regel had to be chay b'shus harabim. A person can't live like that. Maybe the ptur that Teire gave is only b'shov v'chamor, b'shov v'heima. Chayis? Animals? Why to give the ptur if a guy is walking with his animal in Rosh Hashanah? Rosh Hashanah is a place that people go with animals. People go with chickens in Rosh Hashanah. Put them in boxes and let them take them. Dahin. Nochem explained. He says, don't go in now, Nochem, stand alone this. Don't go into small details. It's more shchiach. It's less shchiach. He says, if it's a mazik, I hear what the Miskirov was bothered. Mechatei said that the mazik of Chaya will be Chayev more from the mazik of Behema. How it could be such a salkadaitoch? But if the gather is that Be'etzem you Chayev Birshus Harabim, no, the Teire patted you, not Stam Poro Adumo, because Chos Rachmon Alei. Derech Oilom, a person has to have it. Shal Behema says, Derech Oilom? Could be yes, it could be not. tarnigol. People don't walk in the street and a tarnigol takes them. But we learn now that everything has the same gedolim. But I could have had a salkedait of that not. I could have had a salkedait of that not. So I want to be madgish. We're learning the pshat ha-gemore. We have here be'etzem min ha-kotze el ha-kotze and pshat. Machleikas Rashi with Rishonim, Rashi with Teisves with all the kashas. The first two ways we're learning is that without the posuk, I would think pshat when we read the gemore that chaye is potu. Potu in ganze, it's not av. And on these kashas, Teisves miyala the kashe. I mean, the first Mishnah said chicken is chayev. So for sure, chayev is chayev. These are the first two drachim to learn the sugya. With the cheshbonis that we said. The second two drachim of the shita is bugvakert. Avada you chayev. And this is the first Mishnah. Tarnegoilim. What Teisus is asking in the first Mishnah. Teisus shita, I'll say. Asses, but we don't have a kasha. Zog the shita bugvakert. I would think that Chayev ve'oifes are Chayev v'shus Rabim. Kamash malon the Mishneh that the potu v'shus Rabim. These are the two drachim to learn the pshat ha-gemore. Let me again, next piece of the gemore. Tonu Rabon. Beheima muedes lehalech kedarko ve'leshaber. Keitzat. Beheima shenichmeso lechotzer ha-nizak ve'iziko begufo derech hilucho ב'sayro derech hilucho ב'ukov שאולאו, ב'שליף שאולאו, ב'פומי שבפיו, ב'זוק שבצבורוי, ו'חמור במסוי, משלם נזק שולם. סומכוס לאמר צרוירס, ו'חזיר שיוני בבאשפו, ו'איזיק משלם נזק שולם. איזיק פשיטה, אלא מהיטיס ואיזיק משלם נזק שולם. צרוירס מן בחר שמיו, we never mentioned them. חיסור המחסר ואוכי קטוני. צרוירס כי הוא חיו, חוצי נזק. וחזה שאינוי מבאש פה והיטיס ואיזיק משלם חוצי נזק את אוסו צרוירס סומכוסוי מר צרוירס וחזה שאינוי מבאש פה והיטיס ואיזיק ומשלם נזק שם so פושט הברייסה בעצם and the main question that the Rishonim have what is these two cases of צרוירס what are the two cases of צרוירס So Rashi touches it, and Dibura Maschil Sumchus. I'm sorry, Dibura Maschil Tzeres Ki Uchayu. Aval Gav Du Uchayu Lehati Tzroiris Meshalem Chotzi Nezek. Deilches Egmir Elo. Vechein Chazir Anoi Verumati Tzroiris Bechotmoi. He blows out wind, or he pushes with his nose and things go away. Havenami Ke Tzroiris Deregel. The kol mashu ke gufay velay ke koychay velay gufay kori tzroyers. Rashi is merames. We have tzroyers original. He walks and with his feet things fly. This is told in the regel. We have tzroyers with the nose, but it's also tzroyers the regel. Ken tzroyers the regel. It has, so it has the same koach of tzroich as the regel. Has the same koach of tzroich as the regel. Now, why tzroich as the regel are happy with the foot? This is also tzroich as the regel. This is the chiddush, and this is also considered tzroich as the regel. Tesis is cholik and Rashi. Look at Tesis. נויבר באשפו יחרסמנו חזיר מיהו ותרגמיניהן ילברינן אף על גב דתון את צרוירס דרגל אשמאינן צרוירס דשן דלענה אוסריקוב So Taisa says the Chiddush is that is a צרוירס דשן I know צרוירס ברגל רגל אין לנו אלה איזהיקו שן יש לנו אלה איזהיקו Maybe in שן is no צרוירס כמש מלון That it's Tzroiris also in Shen. So we have Tzroiris in Regel. And we have Tzroiris in Shen. So Tesis is Pshat is glad. It's Tzroiris in Shen. And it's Tzroiris in Regel. Rashi does not learn like Tesis. what Rashi is choylik? Rashi and Def, you test them with Bey says, and Shen, you don't have tzroyos. Why you don't have tzroyos in Shen? Or, tzroyos the Shen are nezek sholem. Or they call tzroyos the regel. Rashi's not sure. Or tzroyos the Shen are nezek sholem. Or Rashi says, the Gemara is talking about Behema that was walking in the street and she was matil glolim and she made something dirty. So Rashi clears if it's tzroyos or not. And Rashi says in Yud-Chesamud Beis, ובשלוי לאנאוסו עסקינן, דהי לאנאוסו טוב דה שיין, אני עשנה צרוירס. ונראה בעיניי שכל גלולים לאנאוסו, דה לאו טוב דה שיין, זיקו דה גופה ואני צרוירס. לוק, רשי יודחס עמוד בייס, דיבר המסכו דה דוחי לאלמה. דה ביג רשי יודחס עמוד בייס. יודחס עמוד בייס, נגמור את טוק אבל הבהימה, דה נזמאתיל גלולים, דוחי לאלמה, שפיר שהיא has to, and she's enjoying. שמנס מוקים צהר ואין לו מוקים לא עשו דדיר שלא אילה הנאוסו it's coming out כגוין דאילה הנאוסו told the שן and it's not צרוירס ונראה בעיניי דקול גלולים להנאוסו ואפילו אוכל אף told the שן נינו דזייקו דגופה הוא והן את צרוירס נינו רשי says so we have two שיטס in רשי what happens in צרוירס דשן If Tzroyos the Shen is a Nezek Sholem, or Tzroyos the Shen is a Chatzi Nezek. What is Tzroyos the Shen? Nezek Sholem or Chatzi Nezek? If it's a Chatzi Nezek, Rashi says, I don't call it Tzroyos the Shen. I call it Tzroyos the Regel. So again, Tzroyos the Regel, Lekula Alme is Tzroyos. What happened to the Shen? The Fi Tesis. It's also Tzroyos. The Fi Rashi. Oshe Enka Zanavar Tzroyos the Shen. Every Tzroyos the Shen they call Tzroyos the Regel. Every Tzroyos the Shen they call Tzroyos the Regel. Or Tzroyos the Shen are Nezek Sholem. Now we go to this Rashi by us. Chazir HaNeiro Ba'ashmo. Shai, what is the Chilish of Chazir HaNeiro Ba'ashmo? Tesis learns, the Chiddush is, that it's not only Tzroyres Beregel, it's also Tzroyres Beshen. Rashi doesn't say, Rashi says no. It's called Regel. As I said in Rashi Bayos. So now the Shaila is, and what Rashi Bayos is Choylek in Tesis? He's Choylek, that's not every Tzroyres Beshen are called Tzroyres Beregel. Or he holds that it's Nezek Sholem. He can hold on his Nezek Sholem here. Chazir HaNeiro Ba'ashpo Shteit Klor, how much he pays? Chazir HaNeiro Ba'ashpo, how much he pays? Chatzi Nezek, right? So if the second pshat of Rashi that every Tzoyer is the Shen is Regel, so he says, I hold everything is Regel. So I have a kasha, why you write two? The Chiddush is, one is in the foot, one is in the nose. The Fi Tesis, the Chiddush is, one is called Tzoyer is the Regel, and one is called Tzoyer is the Shen. But if the second pshat of Rashi, that tzroyos the shen pay nezek sholem. So why bechazir HaNeiro Ba'ashpo you don't pay nezek sholem? Again, Taisa says the chiddush is you have tzroyos the regel and you have tzroyos the shen, and both you pay chatzi nezek. And this is the reason we have two cases, matezes and tzroyos the shen. Very gishmak. But Rashi learns enkez about tzroyos the shen. So if you call it Tzoyos the Regel, so Rashi says it's called Tzoyos the Regel, and why you have two cases, just to tell me what is in the foot, what is not in the foot, but it's Tzoyos the Regel. But if in the second pshat of Rashi, that the Halacha L'Moshe Misina if Tzoyos was only in Regel. If it's Shen, it's not Tzoyos anymore. If it's Shen, it's not Tzoyos anymore. So I'm asking you, so why Chazir HaNeiro Ba'ashpo is Chatzi Nezek? If it's no Tzoyos b'Shen, again, if no tzroyos b'shen means that it's regel, so chazir. But if no tzroyos b'shen means that the halacha l'moshe misin that it's tzroyos was mischalish in regel, and shen was never mischalish the parsha of halacha l'moshe misinai that is a parsha of tzroyos. and you paid nezek shalom. Rashi said. So why chazir al neva ba'ashpa is chotzi nezek?
No,
no, no. Would prefer there weren't any terrors. What? Chazir would prefer that there weren't any terrors. So there's no hanaf from the good thing. So the taste is shantz, and the Gimel says shen. Regel ein anoel ezeiko, shen yesh anoel ezeiko. Why? Regel, it walks. No enjoyment, it breaks things. Shen is very gishman. Here we have something in between. The chazir is noiver ba'ashpa. Now, I'm not sure why the chazir is noiver ba'ashpa. So why the chazir is noiver ba'ashpa? No. He's doing it because he wants, I'll explain tutsnodim in Taisa Shantz. He wants to eat. He's looking for food in the garbage. One second. If he's looking for food in the garbage, he's never in the ash, but he's looking for food in the garbage. So he goes in and he starts, and everything flies to the side. From what is flying, he's not enjoying. He's trying to get to the food. It's a hechsher ano. That's a hechsher ano. He's not ned. He's not ned. So some want to say, b'meile Rashi holds this is not called ano. This is not called ano. This is not called ano. Some say that Chazal never ba'ashpa, it's not the tribe who is trying to get food. He likes to play with the garbage. So then it's already a little bit more shra. Let me take space. It's Nugat to every shen. We'll see it in a second. Again, one side is that the Chazir is never to get food. The melee, when it's flying to the sides, he, from his point, he doesn't need to fly to the side. He tries to get to his food. But maybe that's not called shame. Tesis will learn that it's called shame. Or not. Could be Tesis will be minded that this is not called shame. Chazal Neiva Ba'ashpa is, he likes to be s'asik with the Ashpa.
Listen.
If I thought the same thing, I would not be medamet. I'm trying to explain. Listen. You're asking. This, so you understand. Listen good and you'll hear the chiluk. One time is he's trying to get food. So when it's flying to the side, he doesn't need it to fly before. But mele, it's not a noel ezek. And tastes more than it is. Other name. He's playing in the garbage and the. Those is a person schmoozes instead of learning, yeah? That's a lady. He's Isaac Ba'ashpa. He likes to be Isaac and Ashpa. He enjoys the Ashpa. The second side is Azir. He's enjoying the Ashpa. But I'm asking you a question. When the dirt goes and flies on your jacket, the Chazir has something from the stain on your jacket? He enjoys the stain on your jacket? No. Listen good. When an animal eats a fruit, but you don't have the fruit, that is the Hanoi. You hear the chiluk? This is the shayla. Again, we have a thesis clause that Chazir Neiva Ba'ashpa is Shem. Now, Rashi doesn't say that it's Shem. So we could have said that Rashi learns that even if it's Shem, it's called Regel. One time. But one time Rashi says if it's Shem, it's Nezek Sholem. So the shayla is, so why Chazir Neiva Ba'ashpa is not Shem? The answer is, we could say, like we started, it's only Eichetimtza. It's only Eichetimtza. But we could say, no, not because it's only Eichetimtza. Even if that's what he wants to do. But the chiluk is, Lo Yetzir has no one around. The Chazir is also happy. He's throwing the garbage around. What you are getting damaged, that is not Hanoel Ezeikoi. But when the animal eats an apple, yesh hanoel ezekoy, you damage it, I'm enjoying. Don't say shen. So here we have to know where was the machlekes Rashi and Tesis. Lemoshel, The Gemara speaks about it later in Apoa. An animal saw food and he was trying to get it and he fell on someone inside a bowl and he killed him. It's called Shem. He doesn't need to, again, he needs to go to the bowl to get to the food. But from his point of the person inside and out, he bichlal doesn't need to kill the person. It's not anoy lezekoy that this person is killed. So I'm saying, it's two steps. One step is that it's a hechsher that he bichlal did not want that pe'ula to happen. But he was going to, he was trying to get hold of a fruit and he fell in the way. He bichlal didn't want to do this pe'ula. It's like the first time that I said. The chazir is bichlal not trying to throw away the food. He's trying to find food inside the garbage. It's flying. What he could do? The second side, even if this is enjoyment to throw it. Oh, but the hezek is not yeshanoy lehezek. Tinfo peiris lana also. So again, she wants to enjoy to lay at this peiris. This is the enjoyment. Here when the chazir throws the dirt, from his point no one has to stand there. Tinfo peiris lana also. This is Be'etzem, the same shayla. If it's, well, the schachem b'koyser is the same thing. Schachem b'koyser, I want this koyser to be schachem. This is what she wants to do. She's enjoying. No, also when she eats the fruit, she's not trying to mazik the fruit. But that is the andoy, what she needs. Here, if the chlav doesn't need to hit, she doesn't have andoy that you're dirty. She needs to throw. Chazir throws garbage. Look, you're standing there. What's going on? The mele. I guess we have to know where was Tesis Chelik and Rash. Let me have a look back. Zog Reb Nochem, and here's Be'etzem HaShlome to the Pshat. But we have a machlekes lemaise lefi Rashi is no tzroires b'shem, and lefi Tesis we have tzroires b'shem. That's the Metzius. With this Hezber, with that Hezber, Lefi Rashi is no Tzroiris B'Shem, Lefi Tesis is Tzroiris B'Shem. Now listen, it's Mamish HaShlom L'Kol HaPshat that we said yesterday and today. We have two Mishnahs that we handle before we start another Sugi of Tzroiris. Mishnah Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, Keitzad HaRegel, L'Shavu B'Derech Hilucho HaBehem HaMuedes, Hoyso Mevayetes, Hoysho Hoyu Tzroiris Nitozi Mitachas Ragel. First Mishnah writes down Tzroiris, right? Why the Mishnah that Yud Ches Amud Beis, Ketzad Hashem Muedes is not Tzroiris in the Mishnah that Yud Ches? Why is only Tzroiris in Ketzad HaRegel and is no Tzroiris in Ketzad Hashem? Why is no Tzroiris in Ketzad Hashem? Why is no Tzroiris in Ketzad Hashem? I don't like the Teretz, we write in one and we don't write in the other one. Teisus says we like to write in both, right? Let's go down Noch and Teisus. If it's in one and not in the other one, Teisus will ask the question, why you write in one? Don't tell me you can learn out one from each other. That for sure is not a mouth. A minute. Listen. Lefi Rashi, we mentioned yesterday, Rashi al-Arif, that the first Mishnah starts, Keitzad HaRegel, I want to tell you everything about Regel. I want to tell you like this, Dr. Rashi. Sometimes the Regel is Nezek Shalom. Sometimes it hits, Beita, it's Chatzi Nezek. Sometimes it's Royois, it's Chatzi Nezek. It's a list. Everything about Regel, right? And this is what Rashi answered, that why Keitzad HaRegel, it's not a repeating of the Mishnah of Daf, the Zvav Amud Beis, because we want to write all of everything what is happening about Regel. Then the next Mishnah wants to write everything about Shem. So why in the first Mishnah everything about Regel is Regel, Shlif, Mevaetes, Tzroyas? Why the second Mishnah doesn't write everything about Shem? What is the answer? There's no Tzroyas in Shem. Rashi had to learn, he had a hechech, if the pshat in the first Mishnah, it's not much pshat, but it's gishmak. If the pshat in the first Mishnah is, that is a list what is happening about Regel, and a part of the list of the details of Regel is, Nezek Sholem, Tzroiros, Vayetes, a list. So Rashi, why the list is not dear Legabi Shem? Al-Kochach is not Tzroiros Legabi Shem. Lefi Tosfos, the first part of the Mishnah is the main part. Then a stam another din of tzroiros. There's no shaykhis to the din of regel. Beito is agav tzroiros. It's not a part of the list, right? This was Tosfos. What?
Doesn't mention Tosfos in the second
Mishnah. Tosfos as the kasha, what he said. And I said again. Tosfos as that kasha. We have the answer. Tosfos did not ask the tzroiros. The mele, I'm saying like this. Tezis the shitoso, Yitzroiris is not a part of what the Mishnah is coming to say. It's another aloche. So it says Yitzroiris, we know one from each other. Lefi Rashi, that the Yitzroiris was not only to write the din of Yitzroiris. We explained yesterday the Mishnah is a list of what is happening beregel. If it's a list of what is happening beregel, so a list of what is happening beshedet also had to be there. Rashi and Hechich has not told the Tzoyos the Shem. Lefi Teis, this is no list. Teis says it's Agav, the Reish is Agav, the same Mevaet, this is Agav Tzoyos. It's all different Piske Alochas. It's all different Piske Alochas. So now the Tali writes Tzoyos in the first one, doesn't have to write in the second one. Tzoyos is another Alocha here. It's not a part of the list. It's not a part of the Binyan of the Mishnah. I want one muzach before Be'etzah we start the sugya tzroiras. It's a word that I heard from Meshmer, but it answers about Kotler's kasha and all these kasha that we spoke a couple times. We mentioned it yesterday. We mentioned that we know that kal b'de'ochal imretz meshuna meshalem chotzi nezik, right? Even though it's not kavanosi lehazik, if the animal does something strange, you pay chotzi nezik. Why when she kicks, you pay chotzi nezik? We know up to yesterday two reasons. Sometimes Rashi says the reason if she kicks you pay chatzin ezek is because meshune, and sometimes why? And this was the kashim. Sometimes. We see that the ikar is meshune. Meshune is enough reason to be potu to pay chatzin ezek. Kalbe dochalim re meshune meshalem chatzin ezek. Right? Kalbe. And here in Beito Rashi says the same thing. Chotzinezik because it's Meshune. And we mentioned that in Daf Beis, Rashi said that Beito is Chotzinezik because Kavanosi Lehazik. And this was the one we mentioned yesterday. I just want to be going Sofer that is an emissary Sofer. It's maybe Machlekes Rishonim, but that's Rashi. We know Meshune Meshalem Chotzinezik. Kal Bedochal Imre Meshune Meshalem Chotzinezik. Beito Meshune Meshalem Chotzinezik. What would be if the dog eats three times Imre? He does it three times. He becomes a Mu'ud or not? Yes. If an animal kicks three times, becomes a Mu'ud? Yeah. So a dog that ate 20 sheep is a mu'ud. An animal that kicks 20 people is a mu'ud. This mu'ud is a mu'ud of keren or mu'ud of shen? Nafkimina if you chayim or shusoravim or not. The dog ate sheep. He ate him b'shusoravim. He's potu or chayim? He ate already 10 times. He's chayim or potu? He ate three times. When he ate the first time, when a dog eats a sheep of Shusarabim, he's chayiv chotzinezik. Because Karen is chayiv b'shusarabim. Right? A be'ita b'shusarabim, you chayiv chotzinezik because Karen is chayiv b'shusarabim. The animal did it three times. What happens then? So it becomes uruchay. So if it's kal b'de'ochal imre, what if it's a be'it and he did it three times?
He's a mu'ed.
And both he's a mu'ed. Listen, Leah, Chabad. Kal b'de'ochal imre three times. Every time he's a meshune. After three times, he stops to be a meshune. A be'it three times. After three times, he stops to be a meshune. What happens with Shusarabim? So the Kal Bede Ochal Imra after three times chayav nezek shalem, and the beita is chayav nezek shalem. Now, what happens if it? But it's a shen or it's a keren? Listen, stop! You ask me. What happens after three times? It's a keren or it's a shen? Lechura. Bekal bedochal imre after three times, will become a shen. But beita, if he does it bechavon or lehazik, it will become a keren. So you're right. When an animal does something strange, you pay chatzin nezek. Sai if kavanos lehazik, sai without kavanos lehazik, because it's meshuneh. Kal bedochal imre meshuneh chatzin nezek. Tanegoy ledochal, shuneh dochal tanegoy lerabuve meshuneh chatzin nezek. That is clear. That this meshuneh de kazach and chatzin nezek. But if it's only mitzad meshuneh, after three times, it becomes urchei. You become a murchit as Rashi. And mainly you pay nezek shalem, but you potter b'shul sarabim. It's not meshuneh anymore. But if it's chutz that it's meshuneh, it's also kavanosi leazik. Shitas Rashi, it stays a keren. It stays a keren. B'meile, Rashi, it's not enough every time to write that you only chayv chotzinezi because it's meshuneh. Yeah, but after three times it will stop to be meshuneh. If it's mitzad kavanosi leazik, so after three times it will become a keren. This is Shitas Rashi. Well, see, Shitas HaTesis in Bava Kamma is that even after three times, if Kal B'Dochal Imre, it becomes more Urche, but it stays a Shtikel Meshune, and it stays a Keren. But if we say that Chiluk B'Das Rashi, if we go over the Chiluki L'Shoynes of Rashi, so when Rashi speaks L'Moshe, when the Gemara says in that base that Be'ita is a told of the Keren, so Rashi says, why it's a told of the Keren? What Rashi will say? Meshune? And after three times, what will happen? Will not be a told of the Keren? I'm asking you, Be'ita is a told of the Keren or called of the Shem? Why is it a told of the Keren? Because Meshune? Not true, after three times. So Rashi says the truth. Kavanos Elaz. And our Mishneh, the Tana didn't come to say that Be'ita is told of the Keren. Rashi. The Iker part of the Tana is to say that Be'ita doesn't pay Nezek Sholem. So you'll see it Keseder, when Rashi is busy to explain why something is Kerem, he will say the words Kavanosu Lehazik. He will not say, it's enough to me to say that it's Meshuneh. But when he wants to say why you pay Chatzin Nezek, it's enough for Rashi to say that it's Meshuneh. So you have another answer why sometimes Rashi writes down that it's Meshuneh, and sometimes Rashi writes down because Kavanos Lehazik. Yitz Hashem Yom Rishon, we'll start the series.